You're listening to the Fashion Your Passion podcast, episode number 21. This week, I speak with entrepreneur, speaker, author, and mom, Amy Benossi. Amy has always had a tremendous passion for helping women recognize their full potential and provide them with the steps they need to make their dreams a reality. After spending years in the corporate grind, she decided to leave that and now leads a million-dollar international sales organization and has helped hundreds of women grow successful businesses of their own. I am so excited for you guys to listen to this episode all about mindset, limiting beliefs, and passion. Let's go. Welcome to the Fashion Your Passion podcast. I'm your host, Sammy Reyes, a college student pursuing her passion in hopes of inspiring others. Each week, I'll come on here with an inspiring guest or message to show you that you can pursue your passion at any age and how it can help you achieve your best life yet. Welcome back. You're listening to the Fashion Your Passion podcast. This week, I am here with Amy Benossi, who is a multi-passionate woman. She's a wife, she's a mother, and she is just kicking some butt around here right now. So Amy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be on here with you. I love what you're doing.
Thank you. So can you just give my listeners a little bit about what you're passionate about and what you do currently?
Absolutely. I'd love to. So I am incredibly passionate about helping women really connect with their inner self and help them figure out their life and journey and how to live their best life. So right now, do you mind if I give just a little bit of background that might help paint the picture?
That's my next question. Yeah. So just, you know.
Okay, perfect. So I unfortunately found myself in several toxic work environments. I've always had a passion for helping women. Even as a young child, I would go and volunteer at women's shelters or homeless shelters, helping single moms. When I was in college, I had several leadership positions of women's organizations, and just always, now looking back on it, have realized that that was a constant throughout my life, and it always made me feel good, and it always made me really happy. And unfortunately, once I got into the working world, as I said, I found myself in several toxic work environments. And a number of years ago, decided to transition out of corporate America and start my own business. So I started a business with a direct selling company and built that up to where I was able to leave the corporate job that I was in. And one of the things that I loved about my business was that I was surrounded by other women who wanted to help other women grow. And it was this mind-blowing concept, because having been in other sales environments where it was just very toxic and grinding, kind of dog-eat-dog sales environment that people think of, this was so refreshing. And so over the years of growing that business, I realized that I wanted to help women that weren't even in my company be able to have that, to be able to surround themselves in a community, in a tribe of women that would help lift them up and guide them to really be able to have a healthy life and a great, you know, career and family life and all of the things without having to sacrifice different areas of their life.
Right. And that's amazing, because I feel like there's such a rise in with this, like, you know, sort of like personal development type thing now, but I feel like everyone who's doing it is sort of doing it differently, which makes it a lot better, because it's not just the same thing, it's being repeated over and over again.
Absolutely.
But I wanted to ask you, you know, there are tons of people now doing what you do. So how do you sort of, you know, continue? Because I know for me, a lot of the time when I look at, you know, my, you know, industry space, whatever you want to call it, I'm always like, oh my God, there are so many people doing what I'm doing already. How am I going to stand out? How am I going to make it? So how do you sort of like fight with that, you know, inner conversation? How do you sort of, you know, push yourself through it all?
That's such a great point. And one I think that many women struggle with, because I think that we tend to be hard on ourselves and we move into that space of limiting beliefs. And so for me, it's, I have always tried to focus on an abundant mindset as opposed to a scarcity mindset. And that, you know, oh, there's so many out there. There's not enough space for me. Who's going to listen to me? Who's going to read my book? Like those kind of things. Those are scarcity mindset. And that is really the ego talking. And so I did a lot of work and now teach women really how to stay in that intuitive mindset and focus on the positive and focus on abundance, right? Because reality, Sammy, you and I know, is that there are billions of people out there that want to, you know, focus on living a better life and want to have positivity and hear from women like us. And we all have a different story to tell and we all have a different way of telling it. And I believe that there are people out there who need to hear my story, who need to hear your story, who need to hear all of these different stories. And so I just stay focused on that. And also my approach in working with women is a little bit different in that not only do I, you know, motivate and give women the energy and the power to tap into, you know, their inner resources, I also give them tools and tactical things that they can do on a daily basis. So when a woman, you know, walks out from hearing me speak, she's not just motivated. She knows steps that she can take back home with her to continue that work on her own. And I think that sets me apart from some of the other people.
Yeah, that's so good because I know I've gone to conference after conference after conference, and I always, there are so many speakers who I step away from, and I'm like, okay, great. So what can I do now from what I've learned? And one of my mentors told me a little while ago, she was like, you know, because she's a speaker as well, and she was like, I'm not a why speaker, I'm a how speaker. And that's what's changed, you know, how I speak and how I've received speaking engagements. So I feel like that's really beneficial. So you just released a book called The Success Formula, which has hit 2 bestseller lists on Amazon, which is incredible. And this is a book where all the secrets are given for success. And I know from personal experience that, you know, there are so many of them. So can you just give a little sneak peek about what secrets that you contributed to the book?
Oh, I would love to. I'd love to. It's so exciting. So my chapter, I co-authored this with some other amazing entrepreneurs and thought leaders and just incredible people. And what I focus on is something that people ask me all the time, which is, how do you stick with it? Right? How, you know, you just asked me one snippet of that with, you know, that mindset piece and limiting beliefs and the clouded environment. And so my chapter really shares with people how to stick through that journey. And it's actually called Stay the Course, Embrace the Journey, because I think that it is not just about staying on track and recognizing that, as I told my son the other day, who's in a really tough basketball camp right now, hard stuff is called hard because it's not easy, right? And so we have to fight through the hard stuff and stay the course if we see that vision at the end and have a huge passion for our vision, but also how to embrace that journey and find the joy in the journey. Because I am a huge believer and proponent that we don't find happiness when we reach our goal. We need to find the happiness along the way and find that the journey. So my chapter really focuses and gives tips on exactly how to do that and how to not just dredge through it. You know, a lot of people think, I'll be happy when, right? I'll be happy when I get the great job. I'll be happy when I find the perfect husband. I'll be happy when I have kids, when I'm a stay-at-home mom. We need to embrace the moment and embrace the journey and find the love and the passion that we have in that every day, because truly that's where the happiness lies. And so that's what my chapter
that
focuses
on. That is so amazing. Oh my God. I literally, wow. And it's, you're so right, because, you know, the other day I was talking with someone and I was, you know, just mentioning them about, you know, how I'm sort of questioning this and questioning why I did that and all the stuff like that. And she, you know, she looked at me and she goes, I just don't understand like why people can't be happy with what they have now and stuff like that. And I was like, whoa, I was like, that's so true. You know, so then I dialed back and I was like, oh, I am actually grateful that I, you know, have this going, or I'm going here, and, you know, all that stuff like that. And it changed, you know, almost instantly the way I think about everything.
Well, and it does, because, I mean, that's such a great example. And I'm so glad you said that, because that is how the universal law of attraction will work. And what you put out, you get back. And not to get too scientific here, but, you know, if you look at energy, we are energy, and we are just molecules of every, you know, just like everything else. And so when you can, going back to what I was talking about before, when you can change your mindset and change your belief, it will impact and therefore create the work that you do, right? So I always talk about how your beliefs create your habits, and your habits create your outcomes. And your beliefs create your habits, and your habits create your actions, and your actions create your outcomes. And so if you want something to change at the outcome, you have to look all the way back and have awareness of what your belief was that got you there. And so for you, shifting that mindset from scarcity of why am I doing this, what am I doing, to abundance and gratitude is going to bring more of what you want your way. So a simple shift that you made from why am I doing this, or this is hard, to going back to I'm so grateful that I get to impact lives every day, and expressing that gratitude is going to bring more opportunities your way to positively impact people.
I hope you are finding this episode as powerful as I did. If you have learned anything so far, be sure to screenshot it, post on your Instagram story, tag me at Fashion Your Passion Podcast, and let me know what you learned so far. Let's continue. Yeah, no, 100%. So, you know, I mean, at least for me, like, I've definitely learned a lot over the past couple of months, years, with all the work that I've done. But I wanted to know, you know, how did you sort of, like, all the work you do and all the, you know, the advice you give and everything like that, like, how did you sort of find that out? How did you, what, you know, what in your journey sort of, like, you know, told you, like, oh my God, like, Amy, like, learn, you know, this is less good to learn now, and this is, you know, whatever. So how did all, you know, the ideas that you have giving to other women, how did they all come into fruition in your life?
Well, that's a great question, especially because there are so many people out there, right? And you want to make sure that the person you're listening to is legit.
Yes.
So, you know, I think some of that comes with time and with age. And that is why I'm such a fan of you and the work that you're doing. I think it's amazing that as such a young woman, I see it, you truly do have such a high emotional intelligence. What you've tapped into to really recognize a vision and a passion that you have. Where for me, to be honest, it took a lot of different life experiences. That being said, there were different things upon that journey that definitely stood out to me. So many years ago, probably about 15 to 20 years ago, I had the immense honor and joy and pleasure of sitting in an audience when Jack Canfield was our keynote speaker at a conference. And I remember hearing him talk about positivity and joy and abundance and mindset. And that really stuck with me. And I immediately became a student of his. Mm-hmm. And, you know, read his books, practiced the things that he taught. And so that was very impactful. Years later, along my journey, I learned a lot about the law of attraction and listening to let my intuition guide me, you know, did a lot of work with ego and subconscious, and that really helped to guide me. So that was another step. But I would say the biggest pieces for me were the, one of the biggest pieces for me was just a few years ago when I was really struggling with my health. I had unfortunately developed multiple autoimmune diseases that had me in chronic pain on a daily basis and chronic fatigue. And I am a person that loves to wake up in the morning and just go, go, go. I always felt that if I was not being productive, I was lazy. That's what I would tell myself. And I was struggling with that because that got me to where I was, right? That mindset created dis-ease in my body. And I was really trying to figure things out because as a mom of three boys and a wife and an entrepreneur, it's a lot of hats that I was wearing. And so I found myself taking some classes on emotional intelligence, and I immediately recognized that that was my missing piece. I was not looking inward. All of the things that I had learned, I was putting into practice as far as producing work, but I wasn't taking time for me. I wasn't looking at my emotions. I wasn't looking at my belief systems. And so when I took classes on emotional intelligence and really educated myself there, that was a huge turning point for me, because that's when I realized that I could actually, those were a lot of the tools that I learned that I now help give to other women to help them, you know, find this quote. I think we're all looking for this success, right? And you can't see, but I'm putting air quotes on it. because I thought I was successful when I built this huge team with my company and, you know, was making the money and having the rewards and all that stuff. But I was sacrificing my family. I was sacrificing my health. I wasn't exercising. I wasn't sleeping. And so that really was a huge turning point where I took what I learned through emotional intelligence, added that to all of those other great things that I had learned and practiced previously, and put that together to help women really find success in their own definition without sacrificing their health and their family and their wellness.
Yeah, because I think that it's definitely, I feel like a lot of people get caught up in it, is it that shift of priorities? Because, you know, society gives you one definition of success as to have, you know, a big business, a, you know, high-paying job, you know, like this, like, big family, like, whatever it is. And then you sort of, you want to live up to that standard, so then you shift your priorities to sort of, you know, push yourself to do that. But then when everything else fails, like your health and your family, whatever, then it's like, oh my God, you know, what am I doing now? But, you know, and you can't, you don't want to consider yourself successful because, you know, you're not feeling the greatest, but at the same time you have this, you know, high paying job, you know, you're holding this huge business. And it's like, I feel like for me, you know, for a lot of people, it's taking that first step of defining your own definition of success, right? And then you can go on to prioritize everything to sort of, you know, keep yourself in that health state. And that's why I love what you do, because some people just can't see, you know, past that, past society's expectation of success. And, you know, and they can't see through to their own.
And, you know, and I will add to that I think we have seasons in our life, kind of what you were just talking about, where different things are the priority. And I don't for one second regret the grind that I put into growing my business for several years. I just now recognize, you know, that was a season. And I recognize that, you know, as an entrepreneur, so many times we're told, you know, you need to be the one that gets it. Here's what entrepreneurs do, right? Entrepreneurs get up 3 hours earlier than everybody else, and we grind all day and we stay up 3 hours later. And that is what physically caused harm to me. And that may work for somebody, but I want people to recognize that you can still build a very fulfilling, passionate, successful life and what that looks like for you without having to sacrifice. And if that works for you, great. Mm-hmm. Like, go kill it. But for me, it didn't. And I, you know, I don't want people to think, well, I can't build a business. I can't be an entrepreneur. I can't forge a path. I can't do a podcast or whatever it is because I have, you know, certain physical limitations or, you know, illnesses or whatever it is. I want people to recognize that there are a million different ways to be successful. And you nailed it when you said you just have to figure out what success means to you and what you are so passionate about that you will get, you know, get in there and do it in your personalized way.
Exactly. Exactly. Because it's not, you know, you're not living your life for anyone else but yourself. And so it has to be your definition of success. Yep. It has to be, you know, your priorities, the way you want them to be. And I love how you touched on, you know, seasons of your life, because that's like something I talk about literally like all the time. And it's so true, because like for me, like this past school year, I was going to high school as a senior. I was working two jobs. I was running a podcast. I was running a blog. You know, I was doing all these things. And the way in which I did it, you know, I was getting up 3 hours before I had to, whatever. Like the way in which I did it, I loved doing it then. But the way I'm doing it over the summer and now, I love this way too. And it, you know, and I don't think that I'm ever going to do, you know, work two jobs, the podcast and school like that, probably like ever again, just because, you know, it was exhausting. But I'm glad that I did it that way then, right? And it's like you said, it just, it's a season in which things have to happen in a certain way, right? And I feel like when you have intense seasons like that, you learn like so much about you and, you know, just everything that you have to battle and, you know, juggle, I guess. And I don't know, I just, yeah. I feel like a lot, because I feel like for me, when I'm trying to, you know, help other teens, it's very interesting because I feel like we're, every single teen is at a different part in their life. Like, even if we're all seniors in high school, we're all at a different, you know, area of our life. And you know, each sort of component of our life is at a different level. And so in order for me to, you know, come from my level and reach other people's levels, it's very interesting to see. And I've had to learn a lot about, you know, oh, maybe I need to step this down, you know, and talk about this less and talk about, you know, this other thing more. And so it's been a huge learning curve for me, just in terms of, you know, although I come off as, you know, like 18 going on like 35, I have to come back, you know, I have to come back and realize that I'm trying to, you know, talk to 15 to 18 year olds, 15 to 21 year olds. I'm not talking to the people who I would talk to in my day to day, which are, you know, 25, 35 year olds. So it's very interesting to see. But
yeah. And that's a great point too. I mean, for anyone looking, you know, to anyone who's listening who might be in this same space, or they're looking to grow a brand or a community or a tribe or whatever it may be, one of the most important things that you need to do is identify who you are speaking to. Who needs to hear your voice? Who needs to hear your story? In the beginning, you were talking about, you know, crowded marketplace and how you set yourself apart. That's one of the key ways, is knowing who you're talking to. And who needs to hear your story and your voice, because that's who I think that the way the universe works, the right people are going to hear your story at the right time.
100%. For the final question I have for you, it's the question that I've asked all my guests on the podcast based off of the title of this podcast, which is Fashion Your Passion Podcast. What is one tip that you would give dreamers based off how you have fashioned your passion?
Oh, I love this question. And I love the name of your podcast, by the way, too.
Thank you.
My one, it's hard to sum it up in one, but my one piece of advice would be to listen to yourself. I think all too often we get caught up in what other people would think and this societal norm that you were talking about, or expectation. We all have an intuition for a reason. It is there for a purpose, and its purpose is to help guide you in the direction. Things that you see that you believe are coincidences, people that you meet that you think are coincidental or accidental are not. Pay attention, wake up, and watch and observe and listen to the things happening, and just trust your gut.
Mm-hmm.
Trust your gut. It's there, right? That voice that says, oh my gosh, I've got something here. I've got something here. Listen to it and run with it. If it doesn't happen, it's not a failure. It's just a step on your journey. And enjoy that moment, right? We either have success or we have lessons that we need.
Mm-hmm.
So trust your intuition and just go. Just go, 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 and run for those dreams.
Yes, that's so, so, so good. Where can people find you for more information about you and your book and all that fun stuff like that?
Absolutely. So my website is amybanossi.com. It's AmyBanossi.com. And you can find me on Instagram and Facebook with Amy Bonossi.
Beautiful. And don't forget to check out her book that she co-authored, The Success Formula, which is on Amazon, correct? Yes?
That is correct.
Beautiful. And thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you, Amy, for coming on. I had
Oh, thanks for having me.
It was amazing. And I will speak to you guys all next week. I hope you enjoyed the 21st episode of the Fashion Your Passion podcast. Again, if you learned anything from this episode, be sure to screenshot it, post on your Instagram story, and tag me at Fashion Your Passion Podcast, and let me know what you learned. As well, be sure to subscribe to the podcast in whatever podcast app you're listening to this to, and leave a 5-star rating and review. I love to read all of them, and it helps me spread this podcast out to all the teens who need to hear it.